Dear people who keep company with God. When I was a young believer, a prophetic minister was giving words of knowledge to several of the young men in our church. My turn came, and he said, "Count your blessings and be thankful." That was it. I went home disappointed and feeling somewhat humiliated. Everyone else was given words of callings and destiny, and all I got was, "Be thankful for what you have." It took me a couple days, but I swallowed my pride and concluded to at least give it a try. It wasn't long before I was thanking God for answering my prayers before He answered them. I was becoming a man of faith. I also noticed an overall attitude shift. I was not near as anxious, moody, resentful, or fearful as I had been. In short, cultivating a thankful heart made a huge difference in my life. I do not ever remember a time when I have felt such urgency toward thankfulness as I do now. For a while now, I keep having a sense to pause, savor what God has done, and thank Him. Thankfulness releases peace. Peace of God keeps your heart and mind from being overturned, overcome by the trouble, sorrow, and toxic emotions that are more rampant in this world than in my lifetime. Philippians 4:6-7. Thankfulness releases faith. There is no doubt that Jesus' faith was directly related to His thankful heart. In John 6, we have the miraculous feeding of the 5,000. Notice Jesus did not pray before the miracle. He simply gave thanks to the Father. On many occasions, Jesus would thank the Father and then do the miracle. Thankfulness releases wholeness. In Luke 17, there is the story of the 10 lepers who came to Jesus for healing. All were healed, but only one of them returned to give thanks. Although all 10 were healed physically, something much greater happened to the one who gave thanks. When Jesus said He was made whole, He used the Greek word sozo, which we know means saved, healed, and delivered. His whole person was made healthy. Medical and behavioral science is proving this. Below is an excerpt from an article that was in USA Today. And it goes like this. It, thankfulness, doesn't really work if you do it only once a year, says a professor of psychology at the University of California, Riverside. Practicing gratitude is like exercising, says Robert Emmons, professor of psychology at the University of California, Davis. Use it and you won't lose it, even when times are tough, as they are for many folks right now. Both professors are among researchers who have studied the power of gratitude and learned, for example, that people with high blood pressure not only lower their blood pressure, but also are less hostile and are more likely to quit smoking and lose weight when they practice gratitude. People who care for relatives with Alzheimer's disease feel less stress and depression when they keep daily gratitude journals listing the positive things in their lives. Those who maintain a thankful attitude through life appear to have lower risks of several disorders, including depression, phobias, bulimia, and alcoholism. I believe God is saying to all of us, count your blessings and be thankful. Many blessings. Byron Wicker.